in the measure of how work isn't just supposed to be a drudgery, but it's supposed to be something fun, I'm going to share a little work with you myself, a little tiny work of poetry. I had a friend who was having to share and give an Easter message, and they said, have you got anything that you could do along the lines of calling people away from being so obsessed with chocolate at Easter? And he'd even asked a kid in Sunday school, why did Jesus die for us? And they said, so we can eat chocolate. And so they knew that I love playing with words. And this is a bit, just allow yourself to think a bit about the playfulness of God here, that God's made us in his image, and he's given us all different ways of showing forth his playfulness. And I love playing with words in particular. But this is a little bit about how Easter is actually chock full of meaning. I'll see if anyone can tell me afterwards how many chocolate confectionery they can actually spot on it. Anyway, all the black magic that mars our galaxy was destroyed when Jesus sent ripples throughout the Milky Way, as if flakes of blood had been spilt. Dying betwixt two thieves wearing a crown of thorns, they thought they could bury him, but he arose again, just after 8 in the morning. Mockers surrounded him, them all teasers, as he heard the devil's snickers. But when it came to the crunch, he gave up his life for us all, with whispers of forgiveness. Roman soldiers with hammering clubs expected him to curse, but got a kinder surprise. They offered him bitter wine as a boost, after having taken time out to split the robe he was decked in two, thus making it a double-decker. If you're one of the smarties, you'll revel in him, as you're blessed with his bountiful grace. Celebrations are in order, as your key in the kingdom, and will walk on a quality street paved all gold. So...